Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another that is called, I believe it's called, some kind of white lily. It was. She had two or three kinds of flowers in the yard.
And in the kitchen, you talked about ash cake. Did you have anything that you could put in the fireplace? It looked like something, well, there are two questions here. One, what did you use to fry eggs in? And then did you have anything that had legs on it?
Skillet.
Did you have a skillet with legs on it?
And a lid.
What did you call that?
A lid on it.
Yes.
It was a skillet with legs on it, but you used to cook sometimes on the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a steel lid to go on it, on the top of that skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And she put bread in there, and she won't cook a cake in that skillet. She put that lid on the fire,
mm-hmm.
let it get hot. Then she set it back on that skillet and take the shell one. Go up there and get some coal and put all over that lid.
Would she call it a skillet or call it something else?
A skillet. Well, let me see. Some of them call it oven.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd cook that bread in that skillet or cake anything in there.
I see. You said that you had a. How did you boil water then? You said you had something over the fireplace when you were a boy that you could boil water?
Boil water.
Uh-huh.
Well, we had a tea kettle.
Mm-hmm.
You see. I got one now. The one tea down there sitting there using. Ain't been used in years. It's black.
Uh-huh.
It's an iron, you know.
That hang over the fire?
Yes.
I see.
That's right.
And do you remember what you used at the table? What did you have any special names for the things you used at the table to eat with?
Well, fork, knives, and that's about all, I guess.
Did you have a name for a real sharp knife that you used to
butcher knife?
Cut meat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And. Different size spoons?
Tablespoon, teaspoon, big spoon, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm. And how would you do, how do you remember doing the dishes back in those days? How would you do that?
Well, you put the kettle on the stove or fire, get your water hot, and had your pan, you know, on the table there. Put the dish in there, pour that water in there on them, and wash them out.
What
the dish rag,
mm-hmm.
and rinse them off, and set them back on the table there.
Mm-hmm. What would you dry them on?
Sir?
What would you dry them on?
We had no dry one but a rag, you know, get a rag.
Dry rag.
That's all.
Somebody told me they used to use flour sacks for that.
Well, that'd be the rag, that's right. That's right.
You would take in the water real well.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Sure did.
These are some questions about how the women used to dress. If they had a dress that they wanted to keep clean, what would they wear over it?
Apron.
And would an apron come up like this, or
well,
would it mostly?
Biggest time and those time, the apron will come here,
just around.
Tied back there.
I see.
Yes.
And when a woman would go to church, would she wear, how would she get ready to go to church? Would she